This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
You know, I'm always excited to bring you a word, always excited to bring an Hour One Nugget and a daily devotional to you. But I'm so excited today, and I'm not even sure why. I just know I am. Because this word, I believe, is life-changing and life-challenging. Jesus is speaking. Jesus is talking. In verse 33 of the sixth chapter of Matthew's Gospel, Jesus says this: "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." I love it. That's a different version from the one I'm reading, but that's what it says. Seek first. Seek first. Number one, look for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things, all of what you need, what you want, what you desire, all of these things will be added unto you. And then Jesus says this: so don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. Don't worry. Stop worrying. Stop being concerned. Stop being anxious. Just stop. And that theme continues right across the Bible. And I want this teaching to be so efficacious to you, so powerful, so needed, that I'm going to bring you another load of scriptures that will go with it. And I want you to write these down. Philippians, the fourth chapter, verse 6 and 7. Don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I brought you that before. Isaiah, the 41st chapter, verse 10. I brought you that the other day. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, and verse 7. Cast all your cares, your worries, your concerns, and your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Matthew, the 6th chapter and the 25th verse says, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat and drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Oh Lord, you are amazing. Psalm 94 and verse 19 says, when anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy. When worry was filling me, says the psalmist, your consolation brought me joy. John, the 14th chapter and the first verse, do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me, says Jesus. Proverbs, the 12th chapter and verse 25 says, anxiety weighs down the heart, but a kind word cheers it up. Psalm 38 and verse 9. John, the 14th chapter and verse 27. Mark, the 13th chapter and verse 11. 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter and verse 8. Job, in the 1st chapter, verses 20 and 21. Revelation, the 21st chapter, verses 3 and 4. Those are just a few. Just a few. All about worry. Telling you not to worry. Telling you not to be concerned. But what I love are the words of Jesus. The words of our Lord Jesus. So don't worry about tomorrow. Stop being concerned about what is going to happen tomorrow. Stop trying to preempt what is going to be happening next month. Because at the moment you feel that you can't pay your mortgage next month, you don't know how it's going to happen. But stop being concerned. Because Jesus is clearly telling you in verse 33 of this 6th chapter of Matthew, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you. All of them. There is no point in being worried. In this hour, I'm going to be praying for a friend of mine, Andrew, who has been going through a very, very tough time and has been weighed down by the wiles of the evil one. And he's struggling. But he struggles no more. He struggles no more, and I'll tell you why. Because when I pray, and when you pray with me, it is going to be amazing, because I know God Almighty himself is going to touch his life in such a special way. And I pray in Jesus' name that he is listening right now to this Our One Nugget. You know, you may think on the face of it, you don't need to be strong, if you will. You don't need strength to stop worrying. You don't. But people think you do. You must be so strong not to be worried or concerned. You must be so strong. No, it's nothing to do with it. Because I know what I'm doing. I'm seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And I know that all these things are going to be added unto me, because I am not taking my eyes off Jesus. I am keeping my eyes well and truly fixed on him, because when I do, I know things won't go wrong. You know, when I was a little boy, my mum and dad used to take me into the streets of London now and again. And one particular time I got lost, but someone found me, and my parents were so relieved that I'd been found. And why did I get lost? I'll tell you why. Because instead of keeping my eyes on my mom and dad where they were going, I decided to look at something else. I decided to go a different direction. And what happened? I got lost. Now, I can't remember to this day how I felt at that time, whether I was scared, whether I was not worried at all. I can't remember, because I was only, I don't know, two and a half, something like that. But my mother has told me how scared she was when her youngest son had disappeared and wasn't there any longer. But I was found. And why was I found? because my mother and father made it their full, what's the word I'm looking for? There was nothing else on their mind but to find their child. There was nothing else on the shepherd's mind when he went looking for the 100th sheep because one was missing. Nothing else was on his mind as he went in search of that one lost lamb. And the lamb was found, and the shepherd came back rejoicing with the lamb on his shoulders. Jesus isn't going to let you go. Whereas we can take our eyes off him, he will never say never. He will never take his eyes off us because he loves us. Cast all your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. He loves you with an unfailing love. Say this after me. The Lord loves me with an unfailing love. Say it again. The Lord loves me with an unfailing love. And he says to you, stop worrying. Stop being concerned. You haven't got a clue what tomorrow is going to bring. Jesus knows that. You know that, actually. You haven't got an idea. You think you do, but you don't. Things can change in a heartbeat. Whole circumstances can be rearranged in the matter of seconds, and you don't know what's going on in the background. You don't know what God is doing in the background. You don't know how he is engineering your life in the background to bring you joy. You don't have a clue. Yet still you decide to worry. It's a waste of energy. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of effort. And I know that this message is talking to you directly. And you know that I'm talking to you. At least the Lord is talking to you through me right now. This is life-changing. Jesus says to you, he says these words to you directly. Listen. So don't worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. You know, I believe someone listening to this broadcast has got to go to the doctor very soon to get some results. And you're scared. Let me ask you this. What are you scared of? Are you scared that they're going to tell you that you have a dreaded disease and that you don't have long to live? Is that what you're scared about? Well, what would you think that the Lord thinks about that? Don't you think the Lord has your life in his hands every second of the day? We breathe because the Lord gives us that right to breathe that can end anytime. Stop worrying. And instead of worrying, turn your eyes toward him and say, Lord God Almighty. Say this with me now. Lord God Almighty, I am no longer going to worry. I will not worry about tomorrow or next week or next month or next year, but I will keep my eyes truly fixed on you. For I love you, Lord, and I will never stop following you. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. In a moment, I'm going to be praying for Cindy in Texas and also for Andrew here in the UK. And I would love you to join me. In Jesus' name, amen.